welcome to the first podcast of Space Trio. I am your host, Kale Mary. Space Trio is a website and fan community dedicated to Star Trek's iconic triumvirate. If you're wondering who the triumvirate is, or even perhaps who I am, please continue to listen. But before I go into those details, I would like to make an announcement. I intend for these podcasts to become regular contributions to this site, and I hope that whenever you tune into this series, you will find a topic to pique your interest. That said, if you are interested in co-hosting with me or in participating in a general roundtable discussion on a podcast, please use the contact form on the website. I should preface this discussion with a disclaimer. I have never done a podcast before. I blame my undying love for Kirk, Spock, and McCoy for setting me on this path. Having an obsession for as many years as I have, one will go to unusual lengths to preserve it and to reach out to others who share that interest. So in explaining what this site is about, I should probably start with who I am and why it was important to me to create Space Trio. I already mentioned that my obsession has been going on for several years. To be specific, that would be 7, which I know in the scheme of things is not nearly as long as some of you other fans out there, particularly those of you who have been with Star Trek since its inception in the 60s. For each of us, there is something about the triumvirate to appreciate, and through our appreciation, we come to find some common ground that makes joining together at Space Trio an enjoyable experience. Here's my personal story. My journey started when I fell in love with 3 characters in the original series created by Gene Roddenberry. We know them as Captain James T. Kirk, Mr. Spock, and Dr. McCoy. It wasn't so much about the characters as individuals that I loved, but the concept of the 3 of them together. After making my way through all the licensed content of the original series as well as the alternate series, I was hungry for more, and so I turned to fan-created content to satisfy that desire. If I had to give you an estimate of how long it took to consume the fan works, I would say no more than a week, which in itself is telling to how little there was about Kirk, Spock, and McCoy to be enjoyed by fans like myself. In my mind, it became imperative to get involved in the fandom for 2 reasons. To add my own content about Kirk, Spock, and McCoy, and to encourage others to do the same. Long story short, that is what I have been doing ever since. When I came onto the scene some 7 years ago, LiveJournal was the hot spot for the Star Trek fandom. There were a lot of communities dedicated to various pairings, some of them more popular than others, mainly due to the fact that the first reboot movie had premiered and successfully re-energized activity in the franchise, along with garnering the attention of a younger audience. Today, LiveJournal seems like a relic of the past, and that's testament to how quickly technology changes over a short span of time, and how newer social media platforms have affected the way fans consume content, and ultimately how fans interact with each other. When it was announced that the Russian government decided to police the content on LiveJournal, I felt it was only a matter of time before the remaining users and communities drifted away. As someone who doesn't want to lose that connection to fans, I decided I had to take action and create a new community for fans of Star Trek. This is where my great love for Kirk, Spock, and McCoy comes in, because I thought, wouldn't it be nice to have a community dedicated to these 3 characters? Over the years, I have met, and in some cases befriended, a fair number of people who appreciate Kirk, Spock, and McCoy the way that I do, and so it seemed to me if I created the platform, they will come. That's the basis for Space Trio. While the site can provide you some basic information on the triumvirate, what is special about them, why we love them, it really depends on you, the fans, to interact with each other and keep the content coming. I am very excited about the introduction of podcasts to Space Trio. I feel that they are going to give us a better platform to express our opinions and insights into our favorite subject, while at the same time promoting what it means to be a community. If you have been listening to this and you think what I have said so far sounds pretty good, let me explain a little more about what we're going to do with these podcasts. Have you ever just wanted to sit down and have a long conversation with someone who is equally knowledgeable about Star Trek and in particular Kirk, Spock, and McCoy, as you are? Or have you ever wanted to just hear another fan talk about what they really enjoy about the Triumvirate? If so, then I think these podcasts are going to be something that you enjoy listening to, because they are meant to give you some idea of what other fans think about Kirk, Spock, and McCoy, and how they may think differently than you do. I believe that there are many subjects we could tackle in the podcast, quite a number of them familiar to some of the discussions that we already have amongst ourselves at Space Trio. For instance, we could dedicate one podcast to each pairing within the Triumvirate, Kirk and Spock, Spock and McCoy, and Kirk and McCoy. We can talk to fans who prefer one pairing over the other, yet of course see the value in having all three together. We can learn what it is about each pairing that seems to make it work. And we can also discuss what might be missing in that relationship that the third then brings to make their unit stronger as a trio. Some other podcasts that we could do center around current news relating to Star Trek. We might talk about how Discovery relates to the original series once it starts to air. We might even do a podcast that would make you laugh. If you haven't noticed by now, I have a Southern accent because I am an American who lives in the South of the United States, although not in the Deep South. But it occurred to me, because I am Southern, that it might be fun to talk about McCoy's Southern colloquialisms and how they were used not only in the original series, but also written into the reboot movies to try to make reboot McCoy seem like his counterpart. The best part of these podcasts is that we want to hear from you, the audience, and know what subjects do you want to explore. That's where the roundtable discussions will come in. I would like to have a group of 3 to 4 people come together in a podcast and tackle a couple of different subjects. It seems to me that will make the podcast more fun and also more interactive, as well as give you, the audience, a chance to consider what others may be thinking and to share your thoughts on the subject matter as well. To conclude this first podcast, I would like to ask you to use the comment section in the podcast article to make suggestions for an upcoming topic for podcasts. If you are not yet a member of Space Trio, I recommend that you check out all we have to offer. And if you are, in fact, a fan of Kirk, Spock, and McCoy, as the rest of us are, that you take a short amount of time to sign up for the website and share your story as well. At Space Trio, we always want to hear from our members. We have other activities or events that you can participate in. For instance, polls on the website. We will have quizzes coming up. And also, we host not only twice a month meetings for members of Space Trio to come together and talk as a group, but also a weekly writing session in the chat room for those who have works in progress or appreciate some gentle encouragement from other creators. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and we will be back on the air shortly. And we hope that next time we come back, we will have a lively discussion for you to enjoy.